So Monday is here again, but I've got something to brighten your day because Mondays mean it's MLS Monday, where we look at things happening in football on the other side of the Atlantic. As always, joined by our Major League Soccer expert, Drew Farmer. Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, Andy. Always good to be back. And, you know, some things are becoming even brighter for some MLS sides right now as the season comes to a close.
Yeah, certainly there's a few teams really shining at the moment. We'll get to them shortly. First, we're seeing this in the last few days, Man City utilising their not insignificant Major League Soccer connections.
Yeah, that's right. As most of our listeners will know, Man City is connected with New York City FC, but they have decided to go after another player in the league, and that is 20-year-old Eric Palmer Brown, who currently plays with Sporting Kansas City. And they're going to be signing him on a free transfer come January, and it looks like due to his inability to get a work permit straight away, he'll be going off to play in the Dutch Eredivisie with PSV Eindhoven. And, you know, this is a really interesting move for Man City and Eric Palmer Brown, who's been identified as one of the USA's hottest prospects over the last few years. He's currently the under-20 captain for the U.S. under-20 national team, and he's got a lot of experience with the youth international teams. But, you know, part of this identifies a bit of a problem with Sporting Kansas City and a few MLS teams. Palmer Brown was signed back in 2013 at just the age of 16, and, you know, he's really never been given an opportunity to play extensively with Sporting Kansas City. He's only played 16 times to this point. And most of the time he's been used as a fourth-choice center back. And, you know, I think Kansas City really expected to get a lot of money for him when they initially signed him, because he was playing for the youth international teams with the U.S. And there was a time when Juventus from Serie A had offered $1 million for his services back in 2014. But Kansas City ended up passing on that, hoping to get a bigger payday in the end. And, you know, they've, in a way, waited too long, and now he leaves for free in January, and he'll join Man City and hopefully crack on from there for the U.S. and for Eric Palmer Brown. But again, Sporting Kansas City really losing out in this deal, because now they had the opportunity to sell him for over $1 million, and now they lose out on that, and he'll walk away for free.
Now, I know, Drew, that our audience is largely, obviously, you know, UK-based. We're quite used to players from teams going to bigger teams and the bigger team trying to work out their advantage and getting them for free if possible. But in America, I'm not really aware, because the transfers and the trade system in the US is complex, to say the least. I'm not really aware that there's been any players who've just left for free before. I mean, how are the KC fans and those general fans of MLS viewing this? Is this something that's maybe the future, or are they really just freaked out by how this has happened?
Well, I think Eric Palmer Brown might be a bit of an exception, because you don't see a lot of, say, U.S. Young players at his age, he's only 20, leaving for a team overseas like this. We have seen in the past Jozy Altidore being sold off to Villarreal back 10 years ago now, I guess it was. And a few players like that to be sold. But Eric Palmer Brown he starts this precedent of these young players getting to leave for free. Now, I have read where a few Sporting Kansas City bloggers have cited that perhaps the team has really messed this up and, you know, really overthought maybe their ability to get something for him. But, you know, as I said, he's going to walk away for free, and I think it shows maybe some naivety on Kansas City's part, because you have the European teams who can wait out 6 months to bring a player over when his contract ends, and they can nab him for nothing.
Well, let's move on to a team who have we've spoken about them last week, and they've got my attention on social media, because all I've seen recently from the league itself and generally on social media is, wow, have a look at Atlanta. Haven't they suddenly become brilliant in their new stadium?
Yeah, absolutely. Atlanta, they capped off a brilliant week over the weekend with a 3-3 draw with Orlando in front of over 70,000 fans at their brand-new Mercedes-Benz Arena. Now, if put this in a little bit of context, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Atlanta game was one of the top five selling games in terms of tickets in the world over the weekend, selling 70,425 tickets. So a fantastic stat for the club. And you know, they didn't disappoint their fans. They put together a, you know, it did end up in a 3-3 draw, but a game that a lot of fans could walk away and want to come back and see more goals. And Atlanta really doing well right now as they christened that new stadium just last Saturday when they defeated FC Dallas 3-0 and then followed that up in midweek with a 7-0 thrashing of New England Revolution at home. So things really going well for Atlanta right now under the stewardship of Gerardo Martino as coach. And this team, despite sitting fifth in the Eastern Conference, they've scored the second most goals in MLS with 57, and you know they're doing pretty well at the back too. The second fewest goals let in the Eastern Conference with just 35, and you know I wouldn't want to play this team in the playoffs if I was drawn up against them. So some great things going on in Atlanta, especially if you look back at a couple years ago when they had a North American Soccer League team that just couldn't make it. This team is come in and really done some great things in Atlanta and proven it is a soccer town.
Yeah, there were naysayers. I definitely wasn't one of them. Who said that, you know, with the likes of the Braves and the Falcons in Atlanta, do they really need a soccer team? And quite frankly, at the moment, short term, we are all being proven well wrong. When you can pull in 70,000 to a sporting event and produce and provide for them some of the soccer that we're seeing from Atlanta, there's no reason why this can't continue from them as well, because what they're doing is very exciting. And if you get people hooked right from the off, they're hooked then.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in a way, you could say that they've been helped just a little bit this year by the Braves having the Major League Baseball team, the Braves having a bit of an off year over the summer, and you know, but you know, take nothing away from them. They've got the fans behind them now, and you know, we've seen it kind of in Orlando and Seattle previously, Vancouver and Portland. You know, these cities, they're hungry for their professional sports, and they love their Major League Soccer.
Well, you mentioned Vancouver. Let's move on to them because they've got one of my favourite players from Major League Soccer in the past, Freddy Montero, when he was at the Sounders. He's now at Vancouver. They're suddenly looking pretty good, and really, Freddy Montero's goals are a big catalyst of this.
Yeah, that's right. You and I both earmarked him to have a big season when the MLS season started, and he has 12 goals right now for Vancouver, and he's really powering them as they sit atop the Western Conference. And this is a Vancouver team that, you know, they weren't anything special back at the beginning of August, but after that MLS All-Star break, they've really turned things on, 6 games unbeaten. And the Western Conference, a very cluttered conference right now, or division, I should say. It's very cluttered at the top, 8 teams vying for 6 playoff positions, only 6 games remaining for most of these teams. And Vancouver are really putting it together. And what's really helped them is a fantastic away record. They have the most points on the road of any Western Conference team, and we've talked about how difficult it is for Major League Soccer teams due to the travel, due to the time changes, to go away and to win, and they've done that. They've gotten 17 points from a possible 39 this year, and going into those last 6 games this season, they will be on the road for 4 of them, and 2 of those will be against regional rivals Seattle and Portland. So if they want to hang on to that that top spot in the Western Conference going into the playoffs, then they're going to have to do it away from home. But, you know, so far they've shown they can do that.
Now, most of what we've spoken about, in fact, all of what we've spoken about really has been on the pitch stuff so far. But let's just kind of go to bigger picture Major League Soccer chat for a bit and the wider US soccer. And Don Garber is a name that for people over this side of the Atlantic, you may not be overly aware, but he is the commissioner of Major League Soccer. Basically, he is the guy that says what's going to happen. We've been talking about promotion, relegation, all kinds of stuff recently, and he's been having his say now.
Yeah, that's right. As many fans will know, Don Garber kind of rules the MLS with an iron fist. And he was interviewed over the weekend by the New York Post. And, you know, of course, they had to ask him about promotion and relegation. That's obviously one of the hot topics any hot topic when it comes to U.S. soccer. And, you know, Garber just kind of skirted around the question when he was asked about MLS instituting promotion and relegation. And, you know, in a way, gave a bit of a backhanded compliment to FC Cincinnati, saying that, you know, they do well on certain days by drawing in fans, but, you know, not sure if it's really long-lasting. So he really thinks that Major League Soccer, is what they're building right now, is something that's viable, that will be sustainable for the future. And really, again, no plans for promotion and relegation anytime soon, no matter what anybody wants.
Yeah, there is a real feeling that Major League Soccer is a closed shop unless we choose to open the door to you. And with everything that Don Garber said, it's for me at least, my interpretation is, yeah, what other people are doing is very nice, but the door will only remain open to those we wish to open it to.
Yeah, that's right. And if you don't have hundreds of millions of dollars right now, it doesn't really look like you're going to be getting a chance to play in Major League Soccer. But, you know, they're opening up expansion soon, so we're going to be seeing a few more teams getting those available expansion places. I believe $250 million to just enter the league will be what is at stake. So we will be seeing a couple of cities getting that prestigious place, I guess you could say, come the end of the autumn, around the time of the MLS Cup final.
So basically, you and I have to both win Euro Millions on different weekends, and then we can enter MLS Monday FC into Major League Soccer. That's basically what we're saying.
Well, Andy, I don't even know if we would have that enough money to do just that, because, you know, we're going to still have to build a stadium. We're going to have to sign some players and some coaches. There's a lot of money at stake for this. We're going to have to get some of the taxpayers to throw in some money as well.
Oh, they'd love that. That's definitely not a bone of contention over in the US. That's where we should leave it, though. Drew Farmer, as always, Major League Soccer expert on MLS Monday. Just a quick reminder, if you want to get involved, let us know some of the things you want us to talk about. Find us on Twitter. Use the hashtag MLS Monday for this week, though. Drew, thank you very much.
Thank you, Andy. And we'll work on getting that Euro Millions so we can buy into the league.